From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Across the United States, there are preparations to say goodbye to 2016 and ring in the new year. In his last weekly radio address of the year, President Obama reflected on the last 8 years as he prepares to leave office.
Almost every country on earth sees America as stronger and more respected today than they did 8 years ago. And marriage equality is finally a reality from coast to coast. We have made extraordinary progress as a country these past 8 years. And here's the thing. None of it was inevitable. It was the result of tough choices we made and the result of your hard work and resilience.
He cited the recession, consistent job losses, and nearly 180,000 troops in Iraq and Afghanistan as challenges faced when he took office in 2009, but said that now, 8 years later, America tells a different story. The president said that during his administration, the economic recession had turned into a recovery. Millions of jobs created. Al-Qaeda terrorist leader Osama bin Laden taken out by American forces. And 165,000 troops had come back home. The president will meet with Democrats in Congress Wednesday to discuss ways to protect his signature health care law since Republicans have threatened to repeal it. President and Democratic lawmakers hope to devise a strategy to delay the Republican-controlled House and Senate from repealing much of the Affordable Care Act without providing a replacement plan. House Republicans in Congress have voted numerous times to repeal all or parts of the law, which was not taken up by the Senate. And while campaigning, President-elect Donald Trump vowed to gut the bill. Republicans have indicated that they'll do the same. This is VOA News.